We are studying prayers of the saints of God. We were studying about the calling of Elijah. Elijah was a man of God. God used him mightily. And then when God wanted to call him to heaven, he told his servant Elisha. And Elisha said, I'm not going to leave you wherever you go. That we already learned. Then chariots of fire came, separated them. Elijah went up, Elisha down on earth. Elijah said, if you need a double portion, what you have to do, you have to see me going. If you see me going, then you get the double portion. If you don't see me going, you don't get the double portion. So what happened? Elisha saw Elijah going in chariot fire. So he got the double portion. But the 50 people standing there, they could not see Elijah going. When Elijah and Elisha, they were going, Elijah took the mantle, he did on the water, water divided, they walked. Then while coming, Elisha did the same thing, water divided, and other people saw and they said, oh, you got the double portion of Elijah. And then we learned, first miracle in the Kento city people start saying this water is bad. That we learn in 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. So when the water was bad and people were dying and ladies were not getting pregnant, the grass was not growing, the trees were not growing, so they had a problem. So Elisha said, okay, give me some new bowl, put the salt in it, and went to where the stream of water was, and he put it in the water, and the stream got completely healed, and the water was completely clean. Now we see Elisha, when the water was bad, he put salt to make the water clean. But there is another miracle Jesus did in Cana, where the wedding was going. He took the water and he gave it to the people and became wine. He didn't put anything. So our God does miracles. The second miracle we saw, when Elisha was passing by and their children coming in and saying, hey Elisha, bald-headed man, go up, go up. So they were making fun of him. They were saying, your master, Elijah, went in the chariot of fire. Why don't you go? Why are you here? And when I was looking in different Bibles, some Bible said children, some Bible says youth, some Bible says they were rowdy young men and they were unsaved, they were heathen. And they wanted to destroy Elisha. So here Elisha asked God, and God sent two female bears, and they came and tear these people. Now, it doesn't say they killed or not, but somebody says, when the bear comes and tears you apart, you're not going to be alive. So 42 young men were killed or injured. That's only God knows. Fire coming from heaven or bear coming and killing. One time, Jesus' disciple John and James start saying, we went to certain village, they don't listen. We should call the fire like Elijah did and burn these cities. He said, you know, what kind of spirit you have? Jesus Christ showed us not to take revenge. Pray for your enemy. If your enemy hungry, feed him. That's the kind of teaching Jesus gave. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7. We are not reading because we already studied that. So here what happens, Elisha comes and says, what do you have in your house? She said, I have a little bit of oil in a jar. He said, okay, go and borrow the jars. But don't borrow few. Borrow as many as you can. She went, maybe children, and got as many as parts they can. And they shut the door, pour the oil, and then she said, give me another part. They said, we don't have any more parts. So oil stopped. And the word of God says she paid all her debts. Still she had money to spend for herself. And then we learn another story, Shunammite story. Elisha and Gehazi, they were traveling and then coming to this lady's house often. And that story is in 2 Kings chapter 4, starting from verse 8 to 17. So now here what happens, they're coming all the time. They did not ask her or her husband, can you make a house or special room or addition to your house so we can stay there? But the lady got a message, these people coming all the time, so we will make them some kind of facility. She did, and then Elisha said to his servant Gehazi, what we should do for this lady? He asked her, what do you want? She said, well, we don't want anything. Want military help or government help? They said, no, I don't want anything. We have everything. Then the Gehazi said, you know what? This lady is barren, no children. Her husband is old. She never asked for a child. But he said, okay, next time, this time, you will have a son. So she got a son. Son was okay. She was happy. And then son was growing. The age is not given. But the son went to in the farm where the father was working. And he said to his dad, oh, my head, my head. So he was getting stroke or something. Called maybe mother and sent with her the boy, and she took it to the where the Elisha sleeps and put it on that bed, and the child dies. Now when the child died, this lady doesn't go to husband and says, our son is dead. She said to her husband, I would like to go and visit Elisha. So what happened? Husband just said, where are you going? She's going to meet this prophet. It's not a special day. It's not a special moon. Why are you going? She said, it is well. It's nothing wrong. Everything is fine. She goes there. Prophet starts saying, go, Gehazi, means servant, go and find out why she's coming. He asks, he says, everything is okay. It is well. Then she comes, falls on the Elisha's feet, and Elisha came to know something is wrong. He said, God has not revealed me what happened to this lady. She might have explained to him. So the Elisha said to his servant, why don't you go, take my stick, put it on that child's lips, and child will be all right. So the man was going. This Shunammite woman said, I'm not going to leave you like that. I want you to come. Still the Gehazi went a little bit further. He put the stick there on his lip. Nothing happened. He came running back and he says, child is dead. Nothing happening. He says, okay. He goes there and put everybody out. And he goes and put his mouth to the mouth, hand to hand, feet to feet. And he lies on the child and prays. But Elisha learned these things. Elijah did the same thing. That widow's home. And she gave him food, and now her son dies. So she starts complaining to Elijah, you know what? You came here to remind my sin. So in short, that lady was heathen. She was not Jewish. But now when the Elijah, what he did the exactly going to that child, putting his mouth hand to hand, feet to feet, and pray. And that child sneezed 7 times, and he was completely healed. So Elijah did this miracle. But in Jesus' case, Jairus' daughter was dead. He just stood there and he says, little girl, rise up. And she rose. So we see the difference. Just say the word and my servant will be healed. And he spoke the word and servant was healed. So now what happened to this Shunammite lady? Her son came to life. And he got her son back. Now we are going to go to 2 Kings chapter 5 and starting from verse 1. Now you know this story. There is a man called Naaman. And in his house there was a slave girl. And she tells him, your leprosy can be healed. Okay, go ahead.
Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies, and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, Would God my lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his lord, saying, Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel.
Now see, now here is a little girl, I don't know her age, Jewish girl, serving the heathen Syrian army's captain. And she tells the captain's wife, If my lord, means my master, goes to my country, God can heal him. See the faith of that girl. If she sent this man to Israel, and if he doesn't get healed, that girl will be completely killed. But she didn't care. She thought, I believe my God is a miracle working God. I'm going to tell him, and he will go there and he will be healed. This is what that little girl says. See what he does.
And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy.
Now see the situation. The girl did not tell him where to go. So he came to know, okay, if it is the land of Israel, I'm going to write a letter to the king. Now this Naaman tells to Syrian king, there is a servant in my house, and she said if I go to that Israel, they can heal me. So he writes the letter to the king, gives the money and garments and everything, and tells him, now heal my servant's leprosy. Now the king doesn't know anything. Israeli king, let's read.
And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me.
Now the king is afraid. King should know, in my country there is a prophet. The lady is slave in somebody's other country, Syrian's house. That girl knows that God is doing miracle in Israel, but king doesn't know. Some Christian people, they read in the Bible, there are signs and wonders and miracles happen and happening today, but they do not have faith. Today Jesus Christ can do the same miracles. People are running here and there for answer. The Word of God says, we have answer in the Word of God. And so the king got so scared. King says, you know, Syrian king is trying to fight with us. So this is just the excuse. What should I do? Let's read.
And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel.
This Elisha was a man of God, and he used to know. Even the Syrian kings or anybody says anything, he would know. So the one time the king starts saying, Who is doing spying and telling everything to the Elisha? They said, Sir, we don't have to tell anything to Elisha. Whatever you do in your kitchen, Elisha knows. You can see the man of God, he knew everything, what was going. So he knew that king did. So he says, King, you don't have to do like that. Let him know. Let who? Let the Syrian captain know there is a prophet in our land. Actually, what he's trying to say, king, let me tell you, I am here. Send it to me. But instead of saying, you don't know that prophet is here, so he's saying, let him know the prophet is there. Send that man here so he would know there is a prophet. Let's go.
So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean.
The king sent him to the Elisha's house. They came and stood in front of Elisha's door, thinking Elisha would come, give salute to this army captain, maybe massage him or put hand on something and make him clean. Instead of that, Elisha said, tell him to go and take a bath in Jordan River and he will be clean. And how many times he had to take a bath? 7 times. And so the Naaman got so mad. Let's see what he says.
But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Excuse me. Are not Arbana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage.
See how foolish. He's saying, if the man of God is telling me go and wash in the Jordan River, in my country there are much better rivers, much cleaner water. I'll go and wash it there and get better. If he could go and get better there, why did you come? When I was in India and somebody comes and say, I'm Hindu and this and that, and come and pray for me, I would not just pray for them. I just say, did you go to a Hindu God? Did you pray to a Hindu God? And they said, yes. Did you do anything? No. Then I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus. If Jesus heals you, will you worship him? And when they say yes, I pray for them. One day one lady came and she talked to her God. Their God was in the cabinet. And she said, oh God, I'm going to Pastor Peter's church. And if he prays for me and if I get healed, I'll come back, put some more oil and more candle, and I'll worship you. And she comes, and there was a line of people, and I was praying for them. And as soon as her number came, the Spirit of God told me, don't touch her. And then I prayed for the rest of the people. And then she said, why you didn't pray for me? I said, the Lord told me not to pray for you, so I want you to tell me, what did you do that God tells me not to pray for you? So tell me, what did you do? So she said, I talked to my God, and I told my God, I'm going to go to Pastor Peter. If he prays, I'll come back, and I'll worship you more. I said, ma'am, why don't you go to that God? Another lady came, and she came and she said, you know, please pray for me. Now, she was going to have some kind of disease. She could not feel anything in her body. I prayed for her. And she said, give me a prayer in the writing so I can read. And I said, there is a Christian family next to you. Go to their house for prayer every day and learn. So 6 months, she was completely healed. No sickness, no disease. After that, she threw the paper, stopped coming to church, and she got problem coming to her. And I was sitting in the Monday, I was praying and reading my Bible. That was not Sunday. And she comes Monday, I said, and she comes and bow down. I said, what happened to you? She said, I just came here so you could pray. And she's taking the Hindu God's name and say, please pray for me. I said, sister, didn't I pray for you? She said, yes, but I threw the paper away and I didn't come to church, so I want you to pray again. I said, ma'am, I prayed for you in the name of Jesus. Jesus healed you. Now go to your God and let him heal you. If he doesn't heal you, then come back. So point I'm making, we have to have that kind of courage to tell others our God is a miracle working God. You cannot just pray for somebody, they take advantage of Jesus Christ and they never come back to Christ. So now this man is saying, I don't want your healing. I go to my country. I'll take my bath in my water. I can get healed there. If I was the Elisha, I would say, sir, I did not invite you. Go to your country, take a bath there, and stay there. But see what happens.
And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then when he saith to thee, wash and be clean?
Now, this servant has much more sense. He said, Elisha did not tell you to go and kill somebody or do some warrior thing. Elisha would have said, do something great thing. You would have done it. Why don't you do simple thing? Then he says, okay, I'll do it.
Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
Now see, now here he says he did 7 times. But I'm sure he would have gone 1 time looking, nothing changed. He would have said, hey, nothing, gradually should be clean, you know. So he goes another time, and even the 6th time he goes, and no change. So the person might be thinking, this is fake. It doesn't work. But 7th time, completely healed. You remember Elijah told his servant, go and see the cloud, if there is one. And he came 1 time. He says, there is no cloud. He sent him for 7th time. 7th time, he said, I see the cloud like a palm of my hand. He said, that's enough for me. And the rain came. So now this man dipped himself 6 times, nothing happens. 7th time, completely clean like a child's skin. Means completely healthy skin. And this man was very, very pleased. Let's read a little bit further.
And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant.
Now he said, now I know. There is no God anywhere in the world, but there is a God in Israel. Now he is pleased. This man is honest. He would have said, hey, I got healed. My king gave me lots of gold and lots of clothes. I'm not going to give it to him. This is all for me. The king has nothing to do with it. But he honestly went there to give it to him and see what he says.
But he said, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused.
This is what we have to learn. Elisha said, sir, you got healed. That's why you're paying me. Healing is not for sale. And somebody comes to me and says, Pastor Peter, I give you $1,000. Could you please pray for this? No, no, no. One person was very, very rich. And he came and he said, pray for me. He had some kind of disease. I prayed for him. He got healed. And he was looking for me to give me money. And one day I was in some restaurant drinking some cold drink. And he says, Pastor Peter, I was looking for you everywhere. And he got a bundle of dollars in his hand. I said, what are you looking for me? He said, I want to give this money. I said, for what? He said, you prayed for me, I got healed. I said, no, sir. I'm not taking this money because healing is not for sale. The word of God says, freely given, freely give. Elisha said, I don't want anything. And the same thing I'm telling people. You know, when we have service, morning service finishes, and then we have healing service. And just think, the people came in the healing service only. Do we take another offering? No. On healing service, there is no offering. Why? Because freely God has given to us, we freely give. Now see what happens here. Go ahead.
And Naaman said, shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant 2 mules burden of earth? For thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord.
Now see, He says, I'm going to go to my country. I will not do any idol worship to another god, but I will do it to your God. And he said, God, not his God. Go ahead.
In this thing, the Lord pardon thy servant, that when my master goeth into the house of Rimmon to worship there, and he leaneth on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Rimmon, when I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon, the Lord pardon thy servant in this thing.
See, he is honest. He says, if I go and king comes with me, and we are going to the worship place, and he start worshiping, so I have to bow down. Otherwise, king will say, what are you doing? Why are you not worshiping? So he said, even though I bow down my head, I will not bow down my head to their God. So please forgive me. I should not be punished. After I got saved, I went to Muslim mosque to preach the gospel. And I was not afraid of anybody. Hindu temple, Muslim mosque, but I never was afraid to any Hindu or any Muslim gods. Okay, let's read a little further.
And he said unto him, go in peace. So he departed from him a little way. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, behold, my master hath spared Naaman the Syrian in not receiving at his hands that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him.
Can you imagine? Gehazi said to himself, as the Lord liveth, why he's putting God in the middle? He wants to do something wrong, but he's putting on God. My master didn't take anything, and these are heathen people. They already got something. Why should I let them go freely? I'm going to go after them and get something. See what happens.
So Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, is all well? And he said, all is well. My master hath sent me, saying, behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garments.
Okay, now see what he's lying? He's saying to Naaman the leper, now he's healed, but he's saying, my master, means Elisha, sent me. Why? Because the prophet's two sons came, and so they need some garments and they need some silver. So my master sent me to ask you this thing. Do you know how embarrassing this is? When the man of God says, I'm not, healing is not for sale, I don't want anything from you, and his servant goes and lies and gets some stuff from this man, and see what happens.
And Naaman said, be content, take two talents. And he urged him, and bound two talents of silver in two bags with two changes of garments, and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bare them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand, and bestowed them in the house. And he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in, and stood before his master. And Elisha said unto him, whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, thy servant went no whither.
See now, here another lie. This was a so heavy stuff that Naaman sent two servants to carry all these heavy bags and a silver and gold. And he brings, he stores it, and he goes to Elisha's place. And when he sees, where did he go? He didn't go anywhere. He had a chance to tell the master, means Elisha, you know what? I made a mistake. I went after these people and got some silver and gold. I told them the lie, and now what should I do? Because I thought you would never notice, but you found out, so I want to tell the truth. So this person not lied once, he lied twice. Lied to the Naaman, lied to the prophet.
And he said unto him, went not mine heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and to thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow.
He said, this is not time to get the money and enjoy the world. The same thing is today. Jesus Christ is coming very soon. We don't have time for luxury. We don't have time for the world. We have to concentrate what we should do for the Lord. Spread the gospel. He says, now you lie. So what's going to happen? Whatever the leprosy the Naaman had, that leprosy will come to you, not only you, for your children. Generation to generation, leprosy will stay. For one little thing, not only he, but his whole family got cursed. Now this man, I'm talking about Gehazi, this man stands before the man of God. He has seen miracles after miracles after miracles, and he has no fear of God that if I take somebody's thing, what will happen to me? He did not understand. We have to learn our God is a good God. Now just think, if this man, I'm talking about Gehazi, if he needed some money, he needed some clothes, he just come to the man of God and say, sir, I'm serving you. I need some money. I need some clothes. Could you please pray for me? That widow didn't have the oil, right? And she got the oil and she paid all the debts. Same God can give it to Gehazi. But instead of going to God, he's going to heathens. And that's what we're making mistakes. I am telling people, when you have a need, call upon Jesus. One lady called me from New York. She said, Pastor Peter, you prayed for me and my sugar was very high and God healed me. Now I got a faith. My son disappeared in New York City for 25 years. Could you please pray for him so he could come back? I said, let's pray. I prayed. Following week, she just called. And she said, I'm so and so, I'm calling from New York. I said, praise God, your son came home. She said, how do you know? I said, didn't we pray? She said, yes, he's home. We are celebrating. That's the way faith works. And when I was giving this testimony, there was a lady sitting in the church, that was another church, and she said, Pastor Peter, my son died, and his wife took my grandchildren, and now maybe 10 years or so, I never saw them. They were little. Now if I see them on the street, I will not even recognize them. Could you please pray that they will come to me? I said, let's pray. I said, Lord, you did it for the lady in New York. You can do it for her. I prayed for her. She went to bus stop to take a bus. Here comes the boy and a girl. Grandma. It sounds like a story, but it's real. He says, Grandma. She said, who are you? He says, your name is so-and-so, my dad's name is so-and-so, my mom's name is so-and-so. So she took them to her house, and following Sunday, she brought them to church. Now, that story, when she was saying, there is another sister sitting, why don't you pray for my daughter? She's disappeared in New York City for so many years. I said, Lord, you did it for these two people, you can do it for her. She goes home, she gets a phone call from New York. I saw your daughter. She calls me, Pastor Peter, my daughter is alive, but I don't get it. I say, what? Why my daughter didn't call me? Why other lady calls me? I say, sister, God is checking your faith. If other lady calls you, you should be thankful to God that your daughter is alive. And then go from there. And so I prayed with her, just think that your daughter is alive. And your daughter not only will call you, but she will come. And the daughter came from New York to Philadelphia, and I saw her, and she introduced to me. So the point I'm making, our God is a miracle-working God. We have to believe there is nothing impossible with God. So I'm doing this series of healing. We started now. Now we are going to finish within 4 weeks. I'm telling these stories in the Old Testament happened, the New Testament's happened, and it's happening today. We have to go to God instead of going to the unsaved man or a heathen man and say, Lord, what should I do? And God is able, if he can raise the Lazarus from 4 days, he was in grave, when he came out, did Jesus say, Lazarus, 4 days you are in grave, now I want you to go for rehab for 6 months because you are maybe weak and tired. Didn't say that. He was completely healed right away. God made the man from the dust and became a living soul. Nobody said this is the dust. But when you die, go to dust to dust. Our God is a good God. God has given me a faith. Called me with a definite calling. And I am encouraging people that God wants you to be blessed, and you should be blessing to somebody else. We are closing. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for your people. Give us grace to learn as much as we can and pass it on to somebody else. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.